I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, December 21st, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Hope everybody's got their Christmas shopping done, however much of it you were going to do. Boy, it's 3 days till Christmas. Unbelievable. Okay, I'll tell you what, I have no guests today. For those of you who listened to my show yesterday, I had Don Wiskin up from Carnivite for the last hour of my show, and I happened to run across, and I read a little excerpt out of an article that it just passed across my desk regarding the Lakota Indians pulling out of the U.S. And after I got off the air yesterday, I looked into that a little bit further, and as I continued to look into it, I was more and more fascinated, and I'm going to cover that a little bit today and kind of how that affects us as well. Before I do that, I'll start that after the break, but before I do that, I want to remind everybody to go into my website, www.theamericanawakening.org, and cast your vote, if you would. Who would the world elect? Go in there and click on it. I think you'll be amazed to see that Ron Paul has more votes worldwide than all of the other candidates combined in either party. So if they wanted a one-world government, if they elected Ron Paul to run the world, I might think about it. I think a sovereign nation's better, but at any rate, I think Ron Paul would make a great world leader. Before I forget it, I want to put out a quick plug for my sponsors, Don Wiskin, as you know, at Cartivite. Give him a call at in Canada at 613-376-6229. Again, in Canada, that's 613-376-6229. In the United States, it's 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822. Give Lamedco International a call for that Oxy Supreme or Immunite or Coral Calcium at 800-933-2565. Again, that's 800-933-2565. And don't forget, if you need investment advice, my friend John Onesti at 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. Anything that you might want to look into investing, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, if you want to move some money, if you need some advice on what to do with your money, where to put it, what is the safest place in these tumultuous times in which we live, you want to make sure you give him a call. Now, as I said, I looked into this thing with the Lakota Indians yesterday, and for those of you who don't know, I mean, we all know that there's been a number of atrocities perpetrated against the Indians over the years, but I want to remind everybody that they didn't immigrate here. They already were here. So I'm going to get into this. The descendants of Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse break away from the United States. Now, this goes back to Wounded Knee, if you recall, or maybe you don't recall, but I'll bring you up to speed on that as well. The Lakota Indians, who gave the world the legendary warriors Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse, have withdrawn from the treaties with the United States, their leaders said Wednesday. I quote them, "We are no longer citizens of the United States of America, and all those who live in the five-state area that encompass our country are free to join us." Now that's very interesting, and that's a quote by a longtime Indian rights activist, Russell Means. And I'm going to tell you about Russell Means. Should be going to a break. There we go.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. We are no longer citizens of the United States of America, and all those who live in the five-state area that encompasses our country are free to join us. Now, that was a quote said by longtime Indian rights activist Russell Means. Who is Russell Means? Well, folks, if you watch TV or you go to the movies, I'll guarantee you, you might not know this guy, his name, but I'll guarantee you, you've seen him. Just a few of his movies: Last of the Mohicans, Natural Born Killers, Wagons East, Buffalo Girls, Pocahontas, A Touched by an Angel on Television, Walker, Texas Ranger. I mean, the guy's got a laundry list of movies. He's an activist. He's an activist for the Lakota Indians. Russell told a handful of reporters and a delegation from the Bolivian embassy gathered in a church in a rundown neighborhood of Washington for a news conference. A delegation of Lakota leaders delivered a message to the State Department on Monday announcing that they were unilaterally withdrawing from treaties that they signed with the federal government of the United States. Some of these treaties are more than 150 years old. Now, this group has also visited the Bolivian, the Chilean, the South American, and Venezuelan embassies and will continue on their diplomatic mission and take it overseas in the coming weeks and months. Lakota country includes parts of the states of Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming. The new country would issue its own passport. This is what's interesting about this, folks. The new country would issue its own passports and driving licenses, and living there would be tax-free. provided the residents renounce their United States citizenships. The treaty signed with the United States, and this is a quote, the treaties, all of the treaties, and there's 33 of them, that have been signed with the United States are merely worthless words on worthless paper. Now, that's a quote that was said by the Lakota Freedom Act activists, and it's mentioned on their website. The treaties have been repeatedly violated in order to steal our culture, our land, and our ability to maintain our way of life, the Reborn Freedom Movement says. Withdrawing from the treaties was entirely legal. That was a quote by Means. It's interesting. Rings a bell, doesn't it, folks? The treaties have been repeatedly violated, and they're no more than worthless words on worthless paper. This is according to the laws of the United States, specifically Article 6 of the Constitution, which states that treaties are the supreme law of the land. It is also within the laws on treaties passed at the Vienna Convention and put into effect by us and the rest of, or by the U.S. and the rest of the international community in 1980. We are legally within our rights to be free and independent. The Lakota relaunched their journey to freedom in 1974 when they drafted a Declaration of Continuing Independence, an overt play on the title of the United States Declaration of Independence from England. 33 years have elapsed since then because it takes critical mass to combat colonialism, and we wanted to make sure that all of our ducks were in a row. One duck moved into place in September when the United Nations adopted a non-binding declaration on the rights of indigenous people, despite opposition from the United States, which said it clashed with its own laws. Listen to this, folks. We have 33 treaties with the United States that they have not lived by. They continue to take our land, our water, and our children. Phyllis Young, who helped to organize the first international conference on indigenous rights in Geneva in 1977, told the news conference, the U.S. annexation of Native American land has resulted in once proud tribes such as the Lakota becoming mere facsimiles of white people. Oppression at the hands of the United States government has taken its toll on the Lakota, whose men have one of the shortest life expectancies, less than 44 years. Lakota teen suicides are 150% above the norm for the United States. Infant mortality is five times higher than the U.S. average, and unemployment is rife, according to the Lakota Freedom Movement's website. Our people want to live, not just survive or crawl and be mascots. We are not trying to embarrass the United States. We are here to continue the struggle for our children and grandchildren. Sounds to me like they're trying to do the same thing that we're trying to do, folks. I'm going to read you a few quotes on the mindset of Russell Means. His tribe was at Wounded Knee. Wounded Knee happened because Indian people wanted to survive as Indians, and there wasn't any way to survive, so we made a stand and made a statement. But now Indian people are beginning to rebound according to their concept of beauty. And it's really what's necessary to understand. Indian people have become free again. That's the real issue. Whether we are free, not whether one man plotted against the United States of America or whether one man did this or that. Being an Indian means living with the land. And the only way we'll be able to do this is to gain our freedom. And that's the only thing that people should talk about. So I'd much rather get across the concept of freedom. It's what's important to the Indian children. The only way you can be free is to know that you are worthwhile as a distinct human being. Otherwise, you become what the colonizers have designed, and that is a lemming. Get in line, punch all the right keys, and die. Very prolific words out of this man, and it reminds me a lot of what we're trying to do in this movement, folks, is we're trying to gain our freedom back with our support for Ron Paul, trying to undo a lot of the atrocities that have been done to us. But let me continue here, because Russell Means goes into talk about free markets. Information in the computer age is the last genuine free market left on Earth, except those free markets where indigenous peoples are still surviving, and that's basically become limited. If you can understand what a free market is, a free market of ideas, that's what the internet and the computer age has brought about. Governments and corporations have yet to find a way to control this last free market of ideas. And why is the internet the last free market of ideas? People better start addressing these types of questions. Otherwise, what has happened to the news media will happen to the computer as an information tool. I find freedom to be the most important issue facing any human being today, because without freedom, then life is pointless. The more dependent you become on centralized power, the more easily you are led around. So the last thing we have to protect is the place of ideas, which is the information superhighway. Indian policy has now been brought down upon the American people, and the American people are the new Indians of the 21st century. Getting rid of family farmer and the family rancher, subsidizing the farms and getting them to become dependent on the government, that's Indian policy. In the government schools, which are referred to as public schools, Indian policy has been instituted there. And it's a policy where they do not encourage, in fact, they discourage critical thinking and the creation of ideas and public education. After finishing 12 to 16 years in public school, your ability to creatively think is very limited because that's the way it's been designed and that has been perfected in Indian education. Indian policy is to turn out non-thinkers and non-doers and make people a lot easier to control. Let me go on to Clinton's proposal to have uniforms in public schools, and people are doing that. How come they're doing that? Dress codes, I find that abhorrent. Now you go into the medical field, the policies of the pharmaceutical companies, and it's one and the same, really. You find legislation being passed against holistic medicine and against the use of even water in healing. If you look at Indian policy in medicine, that is, as was applied on the Indian reservations, you will see the same Indian policy coming forth in the pharmaceutical and medical field. They're not liable. They can go ahead and make mistakes, and they can even experiment on you. We have had these revelations recently, and yet no one is doing anything. The fact that this government, along with private medical industry, has performed experiments on the American people, well, that was the case in the first half of the century on Indian reservations. Now you go to the housing industry, and you find Indian policy in virtually every aspect of your life. The biggest and largest and fastest growing mortgage company is the Ginnie Mae. Those are issued by government mortgage companies, and that's exactly how Indian housing started. Similarities here, folks, with the creation of small government housing corporations. So Indian policy has become institutionalized, and the result has been that American people have become more dependent on government and that the American people have become more dependent on corporations. You see the similarities, folks? Well, how does that tie in with us? You know, John, on his show Cashflow, has been talking about Freedom to Fascism. And a lot of you remember back several months ago, I was promoting that video as well. Excellent video to wake people up. It is probably, I think, ranks among the best, or is the best video to give people, to allow them to open their mind enough to realize that the government is lying to them. Once they see that, enough of them may be objectionable enough or objective enough to open their mind up to allow you in to talk about other things. This is the reason to be passing out that video. In that video, it says that there is no law. And by the way, a lot of you that listen to me, you know that I've had my issues with the Internal Revenue Service. And I have, like the geek that I sometimes am, I have gone through and read the Internal Revenue Service Code, all 1,100 pages of it. Pretty boring, I have to say, but I did do it. There are certain sections of the Internal Revenue Service Code that I've read more than once, and I've gone down to the library and spent hours upon days upon days upon weeks back in the mid-90s researching the CFRs that related to the Internal Revenue Service Code. And I have to tell you, in that code, I could find no law that required an American citizen to pay taxes, henceforth the reason why they say it's voluntary. Because if it was mandatory, it would be unconstitutional. The way they can get around or subvert the Constitution is to make it voluntary. But I say that to say this. In my research, I had one of my listeners up in Oregon send me a whole bunch of documentation regarding where we're at, who we are, what this country's all about. And I perused through a lot of it. But I have to tell you, some of the stuff that I found really, really shocked me. And I'm going to read some excerpts here. But before I do, I want to remind everybody that no man is more enslaved than the man who believes he is free. Now, I don't remember who wrote that. That came from memory. But I remember there was some famous individual that said it. But I want you to remember that. No man is more enslaved than the man who believes he is free. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour, folks. The Lakota Indians are pulling out. They've signed over 33 treaties with the United States government, and they're pulling out because they say they're just worthless words on worthless paper, and every one of the treaties have been violated. Well, you know, how does that affect us? I mean, it doesn't surprise us that they've been lied to. It doesn't surprise us that this government has lied to them repeatedly. But what about us? You know, there's supposedly in all these Internal Revenue Service codes and the CFRs, there's no law. They say it's voluntary, but it's voluntary so they can circumvent the Constitution. But what about the Constitution? I mean, why is it that if there is no law, that Larkin Rose spent 13 months in prison, that Irwin Schiff is in prison for 13 years, that Dick Simcannon was sentenced to prison? Now, some people like Tommy Cryer, they win their case. Some people like Vernus Kuglin, they win their case. But the overall majority of people that go in under tax cases, they lose. So how do they do this? Well, it goes back a long way, and we're going to get into that today. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. We do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. That's the preamble of the original organic Constitution. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, derived their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. That's an excerpt from the Declaration of Independence of the original 13 United States of America. And by the way, United States of America is in small letters, not capital letters. 4th of July has come and gone, and Americans honored the holiday with a renewed patriotic fervor that reminded me of the bicentennial celebrations of 1976. As is customary, traditional fireworks displays took center stage, and scores of people turned out to witness the dazzling show in the summer sky. With mixed feelings, I sat with friends on a crowded sidewalk beneath the glittering, mesmerizing explosion of color, pondering the keen sense of sadness and betrayal that overwhelmed my spirit. Looking around at the huge crowds gathered for the annual events, I thought silently, we are not free. In truth, we have not been a free people for a very long time. We celebrate this day in honor of our independence. We call ourselves a free people in the land of liberty. Our anthems proudly sing the praises of this nation, and we raise our voices, wave our flags, and join in song. But how many Americans realize that they are not free? This is a myth perpetuated by the powers that be in order to avoid any major civil unrest and to keep us all living under the thumb of a militaristic corporate big brother within the illusions that have been created for us. The truth of the matter is this. What freedom has not been stolen from us, we have surrendered willingly through our silence and our ignorance. As Americans, most of us have no idea how our freedoms are maintained or lost. Apparently, our ancestors didn't have a good grasp of this either. It is sad, but it is also very true. I didn't open up the phone lines yet, folks. I'll take a break on this. I'm going to get into this a little bit further here because it's going to relate to these Lakota Indians pulling out because they've been lied to and we've been lied to. But let's go to Aaron from Canada. Aaron, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Horowitz. This is Aaron James calling you from Winnipeg, Canada. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm not so good as you. I have an international incident report circulating around my family and I who are victims of two attacks, cross-border collusion, and whatnot. I'll begin by saying that January 18th of 06, I was my mother and I were profiled at Minneapolis Airport, Canadian citizens returning from a medical appointment at Mayo Clinic. At the airport, we were attacked. Actually, I was left in a pool of blood in the middle of the aisle of the aircraft after my mother was seen accused of having harbored a suspicious bag after we had passed through security and already cleared the gates from on board the aircraft. I was tased, left in a pool of blood, which counts among the many incidents now. 21-year-old journalist tased. Phoenix, Arizona woman attacked just the 28th of September, apparently choked on her handcuffs in police custody. Vancouver attack. We have death of habeas corp. Yeah, all of these kind of things. But what happens now is following this, I'm attacked again October 27th at my home here only 1 month ago by Winnipeg police acting in collusion with the United States authorities who abducted me from my home at gunpoint. Eight police officers, all guns pointed at my head, no warrant. Open your door, we'll kick it down. And they had me with no food, no water, 12-hour interrogation, threats of extradition to the U.S. This is all exemplary of basically cross-border collusion, North American Union militarization principles. This is not an isolated incident. We have Air India, FBI. We have FBI and the Canadian officiates in the capacity of RCMP. We have the RR. We have the immigration issues, cross-border collusion, U.S. and Mexico, Gary Freeman, all these kind of things. Right now, we are living in basically a state of terror. This particular police force in Winnipeg just killed a man 2 days ago. They've attacked a CBC reporter, which again is an attack on the freedom of information.
Let me stop you. Aaron, let me stop you. We got to go to a break. We'll be back in three. I'll hold you over.
Thanks
finish
so much.
Your point. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening. We'll be right back, folks. Stick with us.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm on the line with Aaron from Canada, who's reporting. Well, he's being targeted. Aaron, why are they targeting you?
I have a website up, aaronjamesstory.com, which is AaronJamesStory.com, which exposes the judicial corruption at the highest levels in the United States, linked with the corporate corruption and basically main industry as well as the airline which attacked us, which has been exposed as 6,000 CD released to the FBI for developing their profiling system, which targets American citizens and Canadians alike. Now, I understand you have a 72-hour waiting list for flight within the United States, and that there have been several attacks at the airports in both Canada and the U.S., mine of which is just one of a few of many, rather, to report. Well, they don't like the fact that I'm doing this, and recently in Canada, we had some success in approaching both media and government in exposing this, and since my line has been tapped for some period of time now, I mean, September 11th, they sent a message to me about cutting the cable to my building, so that was September 11th of this year. They decided that they would take some preemptive measures and circumvent or prevent these efforts made in order to expose what they're doing. So what happened is I have attacked in the United States. The airport actually had just gone under, had just completed a six-month, what they call, behavioral profiling program in a city that has Congressman Keith Ellison in Minneapolis being called a terrorist by Mr. Robert Kroll, high-ranking Minneapolis police officer, KKK messages him interdepartmentally throughout the Minneapolis police, and just recently surfacing in a lawsuit against Minneapolis police as a whole, with Tim Dolan, chief being targeted as the head of this operation. Now, they have been in collusion with Winnipeg police after the attack at that airport in Minneapolis now almost 2 years ago, in trying to thwart our efforts because they don't like the fact that the judge who has criminal charges against him, Judge Doty, is exposed on my website, aaronjamesstory.com, that the judiciary, which targets victims of police brutality, victims of the poor, the minorities, etc., which is in keeping with them having 21 minorities for every one white within their cells, is also exposed. But, I mean, don't think that excludes those with the majority and whites. It's not about a race issue at all. Those same police in Minneapolis attacked masses on October 31st in a critical mass cycle attack, actually leaving people hospitalized without any charges or investigation. They're literally just Gestapo-like criminals and thugs in uniform, as exemplary of the New World Order mandate that's coming around us. And this is what the website is exposing. I mean, the jury pool that persecuted us after the attack in the United States had on his representation. I have scanned in documents in the site to prove this. Members and or affiliates of FBI, CIA, NSA, military, Minneapolis police, and Northwest Airlines employees. That was the jury pool. That was our randomly selected jury pool. The judiciary, Henny Penn, has been exposed as corrupt, and the judge, David S. Doty, is criminally charged, as I've just indicated, which can be found under CLR.org. They don't like that the fact that I'm going on here, that I'm doing these productions. I've been on Alex Jones' show. I've been on Jack McLaren, Military Police Against the New World Order, Cable Radio, various others like Vancouver Co-op and whatnot. And I've recently spoken with members, including Keith Ellison himself, members of government in both Canada and the U.S., in capacity of the leader of the official opposition in Canada, Stéphane Dion. They've all been very dismissive, very evasive and whatnot. And, I mean, it's clear that systematic concerted efforts have resulted in a preemptive strike upon our persons October 27th of this year in order to circumvent or prevent exposure of these kind of things. I mean, I understand
okay,
that.
Okay, so my listening audience can go into your website at aaronjamesstory.com, Aaron?
And yes, that's correct. There's a second website. They're not linked. I have had limited computer access after having been attacked in my home. They said they'd be back for me. Again, 12-hour interrogation, no food, no water, threats of extradition to the United States. Quote, the United States has unfinished business with you, but maybe we should keep you locked up here long enough for them to come and get you. We have people come up here all the time to train. And I emphasize that point because it emphasizes how there's cross-border collusion, association, sharing of information.
Okay, well, stop right there. Okay, give out the other website. And I don't mean to cut you off, sir, but...
No, you have a lot of people, I understand.
Right, I've got callers on the line. I've got a show I'm trying to do here. Give out the other website.
Okay, I don't have the URL in front of me, but I'll give you a Google search. So you'll find it very easily. Aaron James Story, leave a space, and enter in Dan McTeague. I'll spell that, D-A-N, and then McTeague is M-C... T-E-A-G-U-E.
Okay.
And I'll give you the IMC, again, Aaron James Story Space, Dan McTeague. I'll give you an IMC website, Independent Media Center, that goes into detail about the second attack. Ultimately, Aaron James Story Space, C-K-L-N. I know those two will bring it up.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you for the call. I appreciate the input, appreciate the information, and I will look into it when I get off the show.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Okay, let's go to Mark in Kentucky. Mark, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Wow, that was actually fascinating what I heard before. I'd like to check that out. Michael, you know, the really weird thing about this, about you talking about the Dakota Indians wanting to secede from the United States and all that, is that I've been thinking, like, for the last 3 years or something along that line that, you know, that we've become the new Indians. I really have. I'll tell you,
the reason I brought it up, I looked into it yesterday. The more I looked into it, the more fascinated I got with it, because there's another one I'm going through here today. There's similarities between what happened to them and the reason that they have basically pulled out. It's not like they want to pull out. They have declared they have pulled out. And there's five states North, I believe it's South Dakota, Nebraska, North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming. They're parts of these states that is Indian territory, and they have declared that they have pulled out. And the reason is because there's been 33 treaties they've signed with the government over the last 150 years that have all been violated. And what I'm going into right now is that the same thing has happened to us. And why this is why I did a quick overview of the tax code and so forth, because there's a parallel set of rules here, and they've got the United States citizens dumbed down to the point where, you know, for example, if you walk into the court on a tax trial, you're fighting one thing or another, but you're not even fighting what you should be fighting, but they don't want you to know that. It's very complex, and this is what I'm getting into here. But the bottom line is that there's a number of similarities between what's happening with us and what happened with the Indians. So,
you know what?
Go ahead.
Oh, and another thing, too, is I was also thinking that United States is actually like the new third world. I mean, a lot of the dirty tricks of the CIA and all these intelligence agencies have been pulling off in the last years. I mean, over in places like Nicaragua and all that, and subverting their governments and subverting their people's rights, they're being done here in the United States now, too. I mean, it's proverbial chickens coming home to roost, just like Malcolm X talked about.
Well, that's true. I mean, and as I go through this here, you know, this is not something that just came upon us, you know, like since 9/11 or so forth. This goes back, as I go through this here, it goes back to 1871, for crying out loud. And it's our great, 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 great grandmothers and grandfathers that were just as ignorant and just as unassuming and as, you know, they thought our government was benevolent, and they pulled the wool over, you know, our great grandparents' eyes many, many years ago. So.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and so you know, we're in a position, we're living in very interesting times right now, because we've got a guy on the ticket, Ron Paul, that if we get this guy elected, we're actually going to turn this country around. But we've got to get this. Go ahead.
Have you ever read the book called The Real Lincoln by any chance?
No.
It's a great book. If you can get a hold of it, it's in fact, I've got the author's name if you wait a minute. But I mean, I think it goes all the way back to the Civil War and the war for the state. There was a reason why the South wanted to pull out of the Union, because you know they wanted their state's rights, and they saw the federal government, you know, coming in taking more and more of what they felt was their rights. It wasn't about slavery as much as it was about states' rights.
No, I mean, we've been being lied to and fed false accounts of history all of our breathing life. And
yeah.
What's happening now, and because of the internet, because of, you know, RBN and shows like ours, that people are starting to wake up. And that's why I say, and I keep, you know, banging the drums on this all the time, is that the people that are listening to this beacon of light in RBN need to be telling their friends, neighbors, and relatives and inviting them to come listen, because it's the only way we're going to take our country back. Look at the progress that's being made with Ron Paul. Look at the money he's collected. Look at what they're doing, you know, song and dancing, and now they're putting, you know, Huckabee. Now all of a sudden he's coming up in the polls. Why is that? Because they realize that spewing forth the continual lies that they're spewing forth, these candidates are falling by the wayside left and right. There's only one viable candidate that is going to get elected and take this country back, and that's Ron Paul.
The interesting thing about Huckabee, as soon as I saw this guy, I mean, no matter what you might say about his policies and what he did in places like Arkansas, he's a smooth operator. I mean, he looks really sincere and everything, but you know, you start looking at his record, it's like, man, this guy, I mean, he's like their answer to Ron Paul, but he's almost as slick as Bill Clinton along that line.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah, sure. They're wolves in sheep's clothing, and it's our
right.
job. It's our job to unzip the costume that they're wearing and expose them for who they are. And that's what we're doing our best to do.
Well, I've been telling people about RBN. You know what? I should have talked, because I talked to Sandra earlier. I should have asked her for some RBN stickers and some Ron Paul stickers for my cab. But I'll probably call her back. But,
I was going to say, yeah, just give her a call back.
This has got to stop. And I'm putting up a micro station here in Kentucky and Ohio. So it'll be like between Cincinnati and Covington. Newport, that area.
The more we can do to get the word out. Go ahead.
What's that, sir?
I said the more we can do to get the word out.
Oh, yeah. It's going to go out, because I've been threatening to do it for years, but, I mean, they're going after free speech now, and this has got to stop.
Right. We're faced with S-1959. Well, you know, after the holidays, that's the first thing that's going to, you know, hit us in the face.
I'll have to be on the phone for another 2-3 hours calling all my congressmen and senators on that one.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. Anything else you got?
No. Just keep doing the good work, and I found that was intriguing, that story you were talking about. I'm not done.
I'm tying this into what and this, you know, Russell Means, he's an actor, and I've seen him in several movies. We all have.
I know who you're talking about. He's a character actor. I've seen a bunch of stuff, including Natural Born Killers. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But at any rate, you know, this guy is, you know, he's right on target with what our government is doing to us, because it's the same thing that they did to them. You know. At any rate, I'll let you go. I'm going to continue with this. Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Getting back to this, folks. Don't point to that beloved parchment, the Constitution, as a symbol of your enduring freedom. It is representative of a form of government which seemingly no longer exists in this country today. The Constitution has been thrown out the window, the Republic shoved aside and replaced with democracy. The thing is, most people in this country remain unaware that this is so because they simply do not know the truth. What lies beyond the myths, your so-called government is not going to tell you either. To even begin to understand what has happened to the Republic, we must look backward in time to the period following the Civil War. We must go back to the year 1871, which was the beginning of the decline of the Republic. When we examine what happened during that time in our history, we begin to piece together this troubling, perplexing puzzle that is America. Only then should we answer as to whether we are indeed a free people or not. So let's roll backward into the past for a moment. It is time we learned what they didn't teach us in school. It is far more interesting than what they did tell us. I think you'll stay awake for this lesson, folks. The date is February 21st, 1871, and the 41st Congress is in session. I refer you to the Acts of the 41st Congress, Section 34, Section 3, Chapter 61 and 62. On this date in the history of our nation, Congress passed an act titled, An Act to Provide a Government for the District of Columbia. This is also known as the Act of 1871. What does this mean? Well, it means that Congress, under no constitutional authority to do so, created a separate form of government for the District of Columbia, which is a 10-mile square parcel of land. What? How could they do that? Moreover, why would they do that? Well, to explain, let's look at the circumstances of those days. The Act of 1871 was passed at a vulnerable time in America. Our nation was essentially bankrupt, weakened and financially depleted in the aftermath of the Civil War. The Civil War itself was nothing more than a calculated front for some pretty fancy footwork by corporate backroom players. It was a strategic maneuver by European interests, the international banksters, who were intent upon gaining a stranglehold on the neck and the coffers of America. The Congress realized our country was in dire financial straits, so they cut a deal with the international bankers. In those days, the Rothschilds of London were dipping their fingers into everyone's pie, thereby incurring a debt to said bankers. If we think about banks, we know that they do not just lend money out of the goodness of their hearts. A bank will not do anything for you unless it is entirely in their best interest to do so. There has to be some sort of collateral or some string attached which puts you and me, the borrower, into a subservient position. This was true back in 1871 as well. The conniving international banksters were not about to lend our floundering nation any money without some serious stipulations, so they devised a brilliant way of getting their foot in the door of the United States, a prize that they had coveted for some time but had been unable to grasp thanks to our founding fathers, who despised them and held them in check, and thus the Act of 1871 was passed. In essence, this act formed the corporation known as the United States in capital letters. Note the capitalization, because it is important. This corporation, owned by foreign interest, moved right in and shoved the original, organic version of the Constitution into a dusty corner. With the Act of 1871, our Constitution was defaced in the sense that the title was block capitalized and the word for was changed to the word of in the title. The original Constitution drafted by the Founding Fathers was written in this manner. The Constitution for the United States of America, United States being in small letters. The altered version reads, in capital letters, the Constitution of the United States of America. It is the corporate Constitution. It is not the same document you might think it is. The corporate Constitution operates in an economic capacity and has been used to fool the people into thinking it is the same parchment that governs the Republic. It absolutely is not. Now, I'm going to take a break with this. I know I've got a break coming up here shortly. Should be hearing the music at any time. But this ties right in because it's the sneakiness. It is the clever, cunning, sinister move by the international banks to gain control of us. And I'm going to get into a little more of what they did here when I get back from the break as soon as I hear the music. And according to my clock, I should be hearing the music. We're going to go into the capitalization here in a moment. Okay, music's coming up. We're going to go to a break, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Now, as I go through this, as I get closer to the end of this, I'm going to open up the phone lines probably about midway through the next hour. So stick with me. I'll be back in three. Tell you more about why this relates to the Indians when we get back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy, we're confident, because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. A short segment coming up to the top of the hour. They changed the Constitution in 1871, folks, but they didn't tell our great-great-great-grandparents about it. Capitalization, an insignificant change, not when one is referring to the context of a legal document. It isn't. Such minor alterations have had major impacts on each subsequent generation born in this country. What the Congress did with the passage of the Act of 1871 was create an entirely new document, a constitution for the government of the District of Columbia. The kind of government they created was a corporation. The new altered constitution serves as the constitution of the corporation and not that of America. Think about that for a moment. Incidentally, this corporate constitution does not benefit the republic. It serves only to benefit the corporation. It does nothing good for you or me, and it operates outside of the original constitution. Instead of absolute rights guaranteed under the organic constitution, we now have relative rights or privileges. I can give you many examples, but one example of this is the sovereign's right to travel, which has been transformed under corporate government policy into a, quote, privilege, which we must be licensed to engage in. This operates outside of the original Constitution, and this is why, folks, anytime you go to do anything, whether it be, you know, you want to sell insurance, you want to build a house, you want to do whatever you have to do, you have to go get a permit, you have to get a license, which is a privilege. It's not a right. This is why. Because they've changed the Constitution on us. So Congress committed treason against the people who were considered sovereign under the Declaration of Independence and the organic Constitution. When we consider the word sovereign, we must think about what that word means. According to Webster's Dictionary, sovereign is defined as chief or highest, supreme, supreme in power, superior in position to all others, independent of and unlimited by any other, possessing or entitled to original and independent authority or jurisdiction. In other words, our government was created by and for sovereigns, the free citizens who were deemed the highest authority. Only the people can be sovereign. Remember that. Government cannot be sovereign. We can also look into the Declaration of Independence where we read, government is subject to the consent of the governed. That's supposed to be us, the sovereigns. Do you feel like a sovereign nowadays? I don't. It doesn't take a rocket scientist or a constitutional historian to figure out that this is not what is happening in our country today. Government in these times is not subject to the consent of the governed. Rather, the governed are subject to the whim and greed of the corporation, which has stretched its tentacles beyond the 10-mile square parcel of land known as the District of Columbia, encroaching into every state of the republic. Mind you, the corporation has no jurisdiction outside of the District of Columbia. They just want you to think it does. You see, you are presumed to know the law. This is ironic because as a people, we are taught basically nothing about the law in school. We are made to memorize obscure factoids and paragraphs here and there, such as the preamble, and they gloss over the Bill of Rights, but we are not told about the law. Nor do our corporate government schools delve into the Constitution in any great depth. After all, they were put into place to indoctrinate and dumb down the masses, not to teach us anything. We were not told that we were sold to foreign interests and made beneficiaries of the debt incurred by Congress to the international bankers and for generations. American citizens have had the bulk of their earnings confiscated to pay on a massive debt that they as a people did not incur. There are many, many things that people have not been told. How do you feel about being made a beneficiary of somebody else's massive debt without your knowledge or consent? Are we going to keep going along with this? We'll be back in 2 minutes. Top of the hour coming up. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I got more, folks. Stick with me.